You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Do you know an older adult or someone who cares for them who may be experiencing loss or loneliness and could use a little encouragement? We'll find out more today from Worship Anew.
Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Irvine. You can learn more about Concordia University Irvine at cui.edu.
Joining us in studio are friends from Worship Anew, Matthew Leedy. He's Executive Director for Worship Anew. Matthew, welcome back.
It's great to be back. Thank you.
Also joining us today, Tommy Moll, his Director of Content for Worship Anew. Tommy, welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's good to have you both back in the studio and continue our conversation. We've been delighted to have Worship Anew joining our Sunday lineup, Sunday morning and Sunday afternoons, so that listeners can enjoy Worship Anew. Now, I know Worship Anew is video, but you've done a lovely job of adapting it for radio so we can share it with our listeners as well. So thanks for joining the team and being part of Team KFUO and bringing the gospel with those services. And you guys have been expanding, offering more things to reach listeners. Worship Anew's been bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ to viewers for decades, and now being known for bringing worship services over broadcast, you also are caring for souls in other ways. Tell us more about those ways that you are expanding.
Well, you know, as we've done research and really learned more about what the needs of older adults are, we have been able to go forward with, thanks to the Lord's blessing of being able to put together resources for older adults. So that includes like our Broadcaster magazine. It's a free monthly magazine people can receive in the mail and online, and it has great resources and articles addressing the needs of aging adults. And then we also have our Hopeful Living daily devotional publication with easy to read daily devotions written by seniors for seniors. And it's also just been dearly loved, and people really enjoy receiving those devotions in the mail. And then in addition to that, one of the things that we've established more recently has been our care ministry and really identifying how we can connect with people who are going through life's most difficult circumstances. So think about people that might be isolated, people might be homebound, those who have just recently been in the hospital and other things too. So Tommy, maybe if you want to mention some of the things we're doing for that.
Yeah, definitely. So one of the things that we get the joy of doing is people will call in and they'll share prayers with us, and we'll hear stories of people who are struggling, and some of them are dealing with isolation. Some of them have, not seen a family member for years. And so one of the things that we like to do is we pray with them. And so a part of our care ministry is prayer. But also we had a deaconess at the time, Gina, who she would hear these stories and she wanted to do more. And so as a ministry, we decided, well, let's do a care package because everybody loves receiving a care package. It's a great thing. And so we developed this ministry where anyone in the country can send a care package to an older adult or someone who cares for them. And the process is completely free. And it's been such a blessing in order to, if someone doesn't know what to do, but they want to send care to someone else, they can just fill out a form and we send them a care package. So we have a group that comes in every Wednesday and we go through the list. We pray for these people who are receiving the packages and pack them and send them off that week. So it's been an amazing ministry. And then another thing that we kept hearing about was people who are grieving. And we found that a care package is great, but when it comes to grief, it's something that you don't know when it's going to hit you. And we know that it's not linear. It's messy. And so we decided to build this program called Our Grief Ministry, where instead of just one package over the course of the first year of grieving, it's 10 packages that people receive. And there'll be letters and resources. One of those mailings is a full-size care package. But it's something that, when we hear back from people, when you have 10 mailings over the course of the year, you're bound to hit somebody at that right time. When the flowers are gone, the cards have gone, people have kind of forgotten about checking in on this person. That's usually when it hits them hard and in unusual ways and unusual times. That's been a really neat thing that we've been able to start up. And we're just within our first year of running that ministry, but we're already hearing some great stories about how it's impacting lives.
Tell us more about some of the people who have been already impacted by the grief ministry that you've been able to do.
Yeah, well, the people we've heard from, they've used language like, it hit me at the right time. It's been a bright spot. And the last time we were on, we mentioned one of the things that comes in every care package, but also is one of our mailings with a resource about clinging to Christ as a clutching cross. And so we've heard lots of stories about people who, in their last days, they were clinging to this clutching cross, but also it's been a huge thing for grief too, that it's, it can be a remembrance of that person, but it's also, most importantly, it's a reminder that Christ is with them in their grief. And that's something that's, we try to make unique about all of our materials, is that it is comfort. You know, they get this fuzzy blanket with a care package, this lovely, it's like a big hug, but also, you know, all of the materials that we send out are pointing to Christ, you know, it has God's word there. And so we know it's not going to return void, that they're being built up in faith and reminded that God is with them through all this. And that's the most important piece.
A while back, I was talking with a deaconess, and one of the things that she really appreciated about our grief ministry was that her mom had recently passed away, and she was getting some things from, I think it was the local hospice company in the area that was sending her some ongoing resources. And she really appreciated how Worship and News came through really that LCMS lens of having Lutheran content versus theirs, which was just much more spiritual based. And I think that's one of the things that really makes ours really unique and special, is because people can really trust the types of things that we send out have been vetted and come through a much more lens from our doctrine and our beliefs, which is, I think, something that's really important as well.
What are some things you mentioned? A clutching cross, a fuzzy blanket. What are some other things that are included in the care packages, if you will? Or I'm not sure if is care package the right phrase.
Yeah, okay, no, that's perfect. Yeah, we have different groups that we partner with that we've gotten a lot of feedback about. The handmade items are really valued and special, and so we have small items that are like prayer wraps, but you can, you know, hold them in your hand. And we try to have a lot of different tactile things. So there's homemade items like that. There's a mug that's included in each one, and then, you know, coffee or tea or hot chocolate. We also, for the summer, we have like tumblers with lemonade, and there's always some snacks. What's neat about though too is we have a lot of different books and materials, but the volunteers that we have are amazing at customizing the package, because we have, it's one care package does not look like the other than it does have a blanket, has all these different things, but they're, you know, if they mention Alzheimer's or they mention cancer, we have resources that will modify the package. And even when I do a care package, it's not as good as our ladies who come in. They're incredible. But they'll like find all these different things that are like, you look at the package and it's like you have the like matching colors. And it's like, it's incredible. They know what they're doing. So they really customize it for that person. But yeah, each one has drink, snack, mugs, spiritual resources, all Christian, all pointing to Christ and what he's done for us. So yeah, it's a big hug.
It's a hug in a box.
It's a hug in a box. I mean, warm beverages. There's something about a warm beverage when you're not feeling great.
Yeah.
It's always a very special thing.
Yeah, there was one person who was a military veteran, and he even appreciated that we put in things that were customized, you know, for somebody who had served in the military too. So being able to have even just like the tissue package that had red, white, and blue on it and things like that, just very meaningful to that person, knowing the types of experiences and the way that they've lived their lives.
There's a very individualized part of what you're able to do. How did this grow out of the mission of Worship and You? Worship and You is video and making sure that people are hearing of Christ. And this is something very tangible for people in their homes. Tell me more about that.
So we at one time obviously had always been known as a media ministry, mm-hmm. but I think there was always that question of, you know, as the ministry is growing and reaching more people, what was it that made us distinctive? Mm-hmm. Are we just a media ministry and that's it? Having been a ministry at one time that was called Worship for Shut-ins, and around 2020, we had acquired Hopeful Living as a daily devotional for seniors. We knew that we had been reaching a lot of people that kind of hit that older demographic, and we had built up a lot of trust within that group. So again, as we have been doing research in 2021, our board went through a strategic plan and really identified that with the rapid increase of aging adults in our society and in our church, there was a huge unmet need for that population. And so that's when, at that time, really we made that shift in the direction of saying, okay, we're going to be a ministry geared towards reaching the needs of older adults. And because of that, things that came out of that, like our magazine, the care packages, and now the grief ministry too, are things that have developed. And we just feel like that's the Lord's hand in all the different aspects of those areas. And now we've had this ability to reach even more people, even as we go through a more specific lens, that we're doing that with very an intentional purpose of making sure that more and more older adults in our church can live an abundant life in Christ.
We're talking with friends from Worship Anew today as they continue to grow and serve older adults. We'll continue the conversation here on the Coffee Hour in just a moment. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University Irvine, you have the freedom to explore your future and your faith. Across over 60 on-campus and online programs, you'll experience Christian education that's uniquely designed to develop the whole person, to prepare you not just for your career, but for all of your callings in life. Here you'll explore life's toughest questions, gain lifelong skills, and make relationships that last a lifetime. Concordia University Irvine. Learn more at cui.edu.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We're talking with Matthew Leedy, Executive Director of Worship Anew, and Tommy Moll, Director of Content for Worship Anew, learning about the ways that they are adding opportunities to reach and serve older adults. We've been talking about care ministry. Tell us a little bit more about grief ministry and what's involved in the grief ministry that's happening through Worship Anew.
And I'll start with, so I mentioned Gina Teeple before, who was on staff and developed this. She and I were at I think it was in Michigan at a conference, and we're debating what the grief ministry. It was something that she was passionate about, but she knew it was going to take a lot of work, and we didn't know if we were going to have capacity. And so I remember we had a lunch and we thought, gosh, I don't know, this is a lot of work. Are we going to do this? And so, but then we came back to our booth that we were exhibiting there at the conference, and we had several conversations, she and I both, from people who were really stuck in grief and having a hard time. And after we walked away from that, I was like, well, we have to do this. This is not an option. Like, we just need to. And so I think God, and really that's how all these ministries have started, is like we hear from people that are older adults or people who are caring for them, and they're stuck and they're having a hard time. And if you keep hearing that over and over again, you have to ask yourself, like, well, what can we do? Like, mm-hmm. We have to do something. And so with the grief ministry, we decided that, you know, it's one care package. It's probably not going to be the best thing for someone who's grieving. And so we decided that we're really going to focus for now on that first year of grief. And so that first year of losing someone. And so the materials that we put together, first of all, if you're the one who is sending the grief package to someone else, enrolling someone in the grief ministry is what we call it. So that person will get a letter and they'll get a book about things that are good to say, things are not good to say for someone who's grieving. I think it's called Don't Sing Songs to a Heavy Heart. And so it's a great book for that person as they're walking alongside this one who's grieving. We encourage them to, this isn't just you're signing up for the program and then you're backing away. It's like, no, we want you to check on this person, see how they're doing. Remember those anniversaries, remember the birth dates of the person who that person lost. And so we try to partner and facilitate that care because we don't do one-on-one care, but we try to point people to resources like grief groups in their area, their church might facilitate, or Stephen's Ministry resources. And that's actually one of the things that we include in our packages are the Stephen Ministry's books on grieving. So it's a lot of resources, but the handmade items that I told you about for the care package, in each mailing they get either a book or they get a handmade item along with a resource that talks about this stage of grief. So if it's like the 3-month mark, we know is typically a time where people really struggle. Also, ambush grief is a thing where, you know, you'll be in the store and you'll look in the coffee aisle and you'll realize that you're not buying coffee anymore because you don't drink coffee, but your spouse drank coffee. And so it'll just hit you and you'll start crying in the middle of a grocery store. And so it's just trying to prepare people and really removing any barriers for the gospel, because when you get stuck in complex grief, it's hard. It's really hard to get out of that. And so just trying to give people a heads up on here's what to expect. And because this pain is here, it doesn't mean that God has left you. He's with you in your suffering. He loves you. He's going to be walking alongside of you. It's just those 10 mailings over the course of a year, just each one is meant to be a reminder of here's what could be coming for you. Here's what you could experience. But remember, you know, God is with you through all of this. And, you know, if here's some other resources, places you can check out too to help you in your grief.
What have you learned over the course of putting this together about people, about grief, about our theology and how that really helps people? Because this is a process for you guys too, to be able to care for people, to be able to know how to do that.
Yeah. It's introduced me to a lot of good books. So that's
good.
That's been good. Yeah. It's been interesting. But Tom Newman has some great resources on grief. And so we get his books out. But yeah, I guess one of the things that's been interesting is seeing the barriers to resources and how, because one of the things we did was a Barna research project, and we found that a lot of older adults aren't going to church like we thought they were, you know, because you just kind of make that assumption that, oh, they've been in the faith their whole lives, they're going to keep going to church as long as they can. But people fall away. And one of those things that they struggle with is it's around a tragedy. So like losing a loved one. So that's a big thing, is to remind people that God is indeed with you, and pointing to Christ's suffering for them, and that he knows us intimately and he knows suffering intimately. And I think that's something that as humans, we all struggle with, is thinking, well, if I'm hurting so much, it means that God has stepped away or God has left the room. Because I think it's kind of unbearable to think that, like, well, God wouldn't, if God's standing next to me in my suffering, does that mean he's just not doing anything? Mm-hmm. But to remind them, no, he is. And he's surrounding us with the tools that we need and the people that are going to care for us and love us. So it's not that he's walked away. He's going to bring us through. And that's an amazing thing too, is just talking to people who, you never really get on the other side of grief, but you learn things. And I forget who said it, but like you share your scars, not your wounds. Because if you try to share your wounds, you don't do it very well because it's messy and you treat somebody else like a doctor. But we see a lot of people who, you know, have these scars from grief and just share these stories of how God has impacted them. And then once it's a scar, you can use that story to care and love for other people. So that's been really impactful, seeing especially the volunteers who come in and do the care packages in the grief ministry. They'll tell us, this is so impactful for me because, and then they share their stories of like, I've lost this person, and or we'll have a case of, oh yeah, this person has dementia or cancer. And then one of our volunteers will say like, yeah, this has been really hard for me to put this package together because this is what I've experienced in my life in caring for this person. And it's really impactful. And it's interesting. We had one volunteer come in, and she, Ashley and I were just talking about this. They said, there's got to be a faster way to do this. Like we should be able to like punch these out. And that's not the point. You know, it's like the whole process of putting together these packages is that we're praying about it. We're being very intentional about, oh, this would be really good. Or, oh, this person, you know, because of whatever is debilitating them, like we have these mugs that have like two handles so that they could pick it up from either side. Mm-hmm. It's just all those little decisions, but it's, as we're doing that, we're praying for that person and knowing that we don't want any struggle that they wouldn't need to be struggling with. Like just like, which handle do I pick up? It doesn't matter here. Like that's one thing that's not, they're not going to get frustrated about that day. And maybe that'll help them remember that they're loved, and it won't be a barrier to reach out to God and know that he's loving and comforting them that day.
Tell us about the partners and the team of volunteers that have stepped up to give you the capacity to be able to serve in this way.
Yeah, we have a lot of amazing local groups we have like some sewing circles that we're connected with, and we have Seward Crossmakers is an amazing ministry. We take people, bring in just like fallen trees and they turn it into these clutching crosses, and it's really incredible. So we've partnered with them. But yeah, really the volunteers that we have are all, you know, volunteers are in the Fort Wayne area that they come in, but we're also, now that this ministry is expanding, we're even thinking about, okay, we're going to start maxing out on space. And so we've been talking to other churches in different areas to see like, how can we partner with them too? So that's probably going to be coming up in the near future of like, mm-hmm. how can we bring in volunteers from other places? And also shipping just keeps getting more expensive. And so if you're somewhere closer to California than we are in Fort Wayne, that's cheaper. So just looking at all those possibilities.
Yeah. Yeah. How is this different from something like Stephen Ministry or Grief Share, some of those other programs you've mentioned? Incorporating some of Stephen's ministry things in, how does this fit in the landscape of other other things that deal with grief?
Yeah, no, good question. We like to point people to resources and places where they can have one-on-one care, because we don't have the capacity to do that, and we're a national ministry and really, you know, worldwide ministry, so we can't do that. So what we like to do is fill the gaps that are there. And so if we partner with churches a lot, so if somebody who runs a care ministry at a congregation wants to send out, you know, 10 packages to all their shut-ins in 1 week, that's one of the things that we'll do for them. But yeah, it's really encouraging people to find the places where they can have a local church, they can have a place that someone's going to be checking on them, giving them communion, caring for them. So that's where we stop. But otherwise, like we use the Stephen Ministries books. We point people to the Grief Share website to try to find areas in their location so that they can really have that care that they need. So yeah, no, it's really, I mean, we know that God's word is effective, and so it's great, and that we're including God's word in everything that we do. But we know that he puts people in their lives that are close. And so we're telling them, just look up, pay attention, like see who, and ask for help. Seek those people who are ready to help.
What can I expect if I go to worship anew and sign up a loved one for care ministry or grief ministry? What should I expect?
Yeah, so it's just a form on our website. It's really easy. So if you just go to worshipanew.org/care, you'll find information about both the grief ministry and the care package ministry. So both are a form, and you'll just fill in. It's good to know, like, we ask what's their favorite color, because that'll influence things that go in the box. But you don't need to have much information. Like, it's just basics of, you need to know their address, their first and last name is helpful, and then just some of their preferences, and also like their allergies, because we do put food items in the care packages. But then after you fill out that form, we ask if you'd like to give a donation, you can, but you don't have to. So you can skip that step if you need to. And then also, you'll get a confirmation email just saying, hey, everything went through, here's the process. But we try really hard not to make it just like another marketing opportunity for us. You know, so even the materials that we put in the care package, you know, we do have our daily devotion in there because we feel like it's solid material. But we're not trying to sign people up. It's not a money ask for the giver or the receiver. Like, we just try to make it something where we're facilitating care. So, but that person who sent one, like, we might follow up with them later and just say, hey, if you have anyone else in your life that you want to send a care package to, that's great. But that's really the process. So we try to make it as easy as possible for people to send love to others.
Why is it important to you, to each of you, to continue to serve in ways like this? Not just, I mean, in addition to all the great things that Worship Anew is doing with broadcasts, but also with care ministry and grief ministry. Matthew?
We get asked that question a lot, because people are kind of like, even when they look at the care package and they're amazed, they're like, wow, all these things that go into the package. And they're like, you know, why are you doing this? And we say it's because it's an extension of our ministry. It's what we do, is to share Christ's love with other people. And so we can work in and through people as an opportunity for them to be able to share the love of Christ, whether that's with their neighbor next door who's going through a difficult time, or a loved one who lives across the country. The great opportunity is, this is a way to minister to somebody and for them just to feel the love of Christ, you know, and how we're able to share that love with other people. And so as a ministry, that's what we're all about. You know, it's just coming to the lives of those people to be able to encourage them in their faith and just to be able to connect them to Christ.
Tommy, why is it important to you to continue to grow and add things like this, like care ministry and grief ministry?
Yeah, I think One of the things, I used to do youth ministry, and one of my struggles of doing a national RSO was I don't see all the people that get impacted by our work, you know, and especially at the beginning, it was a lot of digital resources that go out and some print. And what's been really neat has been seeing all the praises that come back, all the people who call in and say how they've been impacted by this ministry and by the care ministry specifically. And so that's, once you start receiving those messages, it's harder to just keep your head down and work on your content, because you know, like, oh, if I do this work, someone's going to receive this package and they're going to be blessed. And so that's, it's just so affirming and just a constant reminder that God's doing good things through this. And so, like, why wouldn't we keep expanding it? Because there are people who need God's love. They need to hear the gospel. So
tell us more about the feedback that that you've heard from these ministries, but also from having worshiping you on KFUO on Sundays, 7:30 a.m., 1 p.m. What have you heard from people who are able to tune in even more ways?
Yeah, I mean, whether it's through the care packages or the grief ministry and many of the other aspects of our content, it's like Tommy said, we're so blessed at worshiping you that we get to hear from these people each and every day, whether it's people that send a note through the mail, phone calls, other people at the front desk. We actually have a channel of all the different praises, so that really encourages, I know, our ministry team and the people on our staff who are doing this incredible work. It's just so meaningful. And especially now being on KFUO radio, we've heard from other people now who have said that they've been able to tune in. I can tell that you guys have a very strong audience, a huge following of people who are just so faithful in the Lord and love hearing God's word shared here through KFUO on a regular basis. And so, for example, we heard from one person a while back, especially they were visually impaired. And so they loved the idea that being a video ministry, as we have been up in all these years, that they can listen to worship anew. And we also have a special audio description included on there to help with that. And so they really have appreciated us being on KFUO. And we've heard from other people who have connected, obviously, through this radio station. And so for us to have another platform where we can reach more people with God's word and to come alongside in partnership with the ministry here at KFUO Radio is such a great blessing. And so we've appreciated the work that you guys are doing. And we pray that that partnership can continue for a long time.
Well, it's been great having you guys on Sundays to share with our listeners. So we're grateful as well. Our guest today, Matthew Leedy, Executive Director of Worship Anew. Matthew, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And Tommy Moll, Director of Content for Worship Anew. Tommy, thanks for being our guest.
Yeah, thank you for the conversation. It was great.
Worshipanew.org, correct?
That's
the place to find out more. Worshipanew.org. You can learn more there. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.